It's time now for Chamber Chat.
Who takes every kind of people to make what life's about? A preacher, a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people.
And they are Chamber Ambassadors. We have Tracy Bremer in the studio. She's a mortgage loan officer with Huntington Bank, and you are a chamber ambassador for the Grand Haven, Ferrisburg, and Spring Lake Chamber.
I am.
Nice
very to
see to you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
How long have you been doing it?
It's about 6 years now
yeah.
as a chamber ambassador. I've been part of the chamber for a long, long time, but as an ambassador for 6 years.
What do you like about it?
Oh, man. It has been great to deeper plug into the community, to advocate for our great chamber because it does offer so much to its members.
Mm-hmm.
Love the social aspect of it.
I was going
to
say you're a social butterfly, aren't you? I can
just
tell.
A little.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
You like to talk to people, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. I'm a little extroverted, I suppose.
Okay. And that works, I guess, to be a chamber ambassador, doesn't it?
Yeah. Because you want to be able just to go up to strangers and talk to them and see how they're doing. And,
yeah.
You know, so step out of your comfort zone for some.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, you're a mortgage and loan officer, Huntington Bank. Your husband's
yes.
a retired pastor. I know you love to travel. Yeah. Where'd you just get back from, can I ask?
Florida.
Oh, you did? Oh, did you? Okay. Florida.
Cliche. Yes.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Was it?
Yes. We had some great weather. Went to Disney.
Oh, okay.
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It was great to get away for a little bit.
Yeah.
Michigan's pretty nice, too. In fact, while we were gone, it was nice here, of course. And then you wait 5 minutes and it changes.
But. I know. Now, I've heard that you do a lot of volunteering, which is awesome. And I think as a chamber ambassador, it may lend itself to that, you know, as well, don't you think?
It does.
It does.
Yeah. Because you, like I said, you meet a lot of people. Oftentimes my conversation will come up with, you know, what's your business?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Are you a member?
Mm-hmm.
If they're not, then I make that little plug and call Heather and say, hey, call these people.
So tell me about the little plug, because I know there are businesses listening and there's businesses always moving in and people
yeah.
are coming up with things to do and businesses
yeah.
and whatnot.
Yes.
So a business is listening. They want to know why they should join the chamber. Tell
right.
them why.
Well, so every community offers, you know, a lot of different businesses, retail, manufacturing, and all that. And the chamber is really a membership in which they advocate for their businesses and their members in networking, putting things together for helping them grow economic development. They're a voice. They can lobby state and federal government to, you know, let them know what's happening in our communities.
That's a fact. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really directory. You know, you get on their directory, you get to plug in, there's different training tools.
Okay.
Really a lot to offer. And sometimes I wonder if our members really know all that we have to offer.
Right. So you're like a cheerleader for the chamber
yeah,
in a way
and we do
as
a lot
well.
Of fun stuff.
You do a lot of fun
we
stuff.
Do.
And you know, even if you have to like, even, you know, as an ambassador, if you have to go to like, I know there's a legislative breakfast this morning. Okay. Say you were on the list to go and help
yeah.
set up and do that kind of stuff. That's just part of the job, but it's fun and you're doing it with other people
right.
and you're meeting people all the
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
What did you
yeah.
do for Habitat for Humanity? Were you out there with a hammer?
Yeah, well, I've done several projects, painted, helped to put up siding one time. We put in flooring. We did a little demo on
yeah.
another project. So kind of a little bit of everything. Stuff
Very
that I
nice.
Wouldn't have otherwise done. So it just does help
yeah.
kind of teach you a few things on building.
It sure
so
does.
It was fun.
I heard that you've also been on the highway picking up trash, which I've never talked to anybody that's done this.
Yeah.
What is that like?
Well, when you first do it, there's a lot of trash. But then if you maintain it, like twice a year we go, usually in April and September.
You do?
Yep. And then there's a bunch of us. I'm actually, I help for the Allegan, Fremont area. Okay. We've got a stretch of highway through the Realtor Association.
Okay.
And yeah, you find a lot of interesting things, I tell you.
I would imagine so. And the cars zooming by, and that's got to be. But you guys wear the vests and stuff.
We do.
And people know what you're out there doing. What have you learned as a chamber ambassador over 6 years? What surprised you the most?
Well, I did the Leadership Connect through the chamber, and that really helped me to understand how a city operates and its community, not just the city, but township, a community. So kind of run like a business because it's a, governmental entity operates. And so we did the hospital and the police station, and we did manufacturing and different advocacies. So it was really cool just to see how it all connects.
I see. Okay.
So from retail to manufacturing, we're all interwoven. And
yeah, all the pieces fit together.
It does,
don't they?
Yeah.
They do. So if somebody wants to become a chamber ambassador, they can contact the chamber. If you have not joined the chamber, there's ways to do that. Go to grandhavenchamber.org. But they do so many things. And there's a little thing that you can click on to become a member, and then upcoming events. Oh, and, they do things like town halls. There's a virtual town hall coming up on earned sick time. And I know a lot of people are concerned about that.
Big topic.
And then there's a bash in April.
So fun.
Yeah. And then the farmer's market. And looking forward to that.
Lots of stuff.
I know. Thanks for being here so early.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me.
I mean, I know it's early for some people. I've been on the job since, I don't know, 4-something, so I'm halfway done with my day. You haven't even started yours yet.
I got my coffee coming.
You got your coffee coming. You're a delight to have in the studio. I appreciate you you being here. And
thanks,
thank you, Tracy Bremer. It is another Grand Haven Chamber Chat.